Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rianne Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. Yeah, it's Bachelorette Wednesday, and we're feeling fantastic right now. It's your girl, Ria, Fran, and Trent. And, yep.
That sounded very local radio-like.
Yeah.
I wanted good.
People to feel like they were local with us right now. You know, thank you, Noah, adjusting my mic. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, great, great episode. I gotta restart. I literally need to restart. Okay. What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Ria and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. It's your girl, Ria, Fran, and Trent, giving you that typical.
But you need like a, you need like,
it's your girl, you Ria, Fran,
no,
and
you need
Trent.
A nickname, though. Like,
Riri?
I feel like radio DJs have some kind of weird nickname. You
it's DJ
like,
Blondotti.
It's your girl, Riri C, something like.
Franny M, and Trent Ryan in the house.
Just my name. It makes me think of, do you guys watch Parks and Rec?
Yes.
Crazy Ira and the Douche.
Yes.
That's what it makes me think of every time I hear local radio.
Yep.
Yeah, I wanted everyone to feel local. I wanted them to feel at home in this episode. We're getting cozy right now.
I just always think of Elvis Duran and the Z Morning Zoo.
Yep. Or what were the
Froggy.
Segments? The Roses.
The
Coming
local
Up Roses. No, that was
That was our old podcast.
Yeah.
The old... the local guys when I grew up were Z102.9, Schulte, and Swan. That's just local Eastern Iowa
name.
Cedar Rapids radio.
Amazing.
Yeah. Elvis Duran was cool because it was like, damn, his name's Elvis.
Yeah.
That's a cool name.
Yep.
You know, Elvis
and the
Presley.
Z Morning Zoo. I mean, it was just quite a
perfect
quite a combo.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler. And we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Not to be creepy, but yeah. Okay. Anyway, moving on to the Bachelorette recap. It is week six.
It's week six.
And let me tell you, we are settling in quite nicely because this was by far the least exciting episode.
Well, yes, it was.
It was.
I mean, I think people have been watching all season, they know that. But what I do want to say is it's better than still having to deal with the Claire and Dale stuff. So
right.
I look at it through that lens. Like, yes, tonight wasn't the most exciting episode. It wasn't the most dramatic episode. Things still happened, but they just weren't crazy. But they're still better than what we were going through previously. So
right.
I still feel okay about this episode. A lot of Ed and Chasen, which I'm sure we're going to get to. Just a lot of that, but still, it's The Bachelorette. I'm happy that it's around, and I'm happy that we can watch
it. Yeah, exactly. Now, there has been a lot. I'll just mention it right now at the beginning. There has been a lot of rumors around Claire and Dale this week. Just like, are they together? Is he cheating? Are they still? And I feel like we kind of have to just stick with they are still together until there's actually some concrete evidence. There is no actual evidence of anything.
Right. We've been sent a few things, but it doesn't completely check out. Like,
things don't really match up.
Doesn't match up, right? So as far as we know, they are publicly saying we are still together.
Right.
They're still doing Insta stories.
Instagram.
They're all over it. Yeah. So as far as we know, they're dating. Will that continue? I have my doubts. We've talked about it on this show. I think at some point, Dale might go on to do other things, and which is going to be sad for Claire, because I think Claire is all in.
Wow, I
think
put my head down for 1 second. I look up and we're talking about Claire.
I just think we're going to get it over with at the beginning. Address it quick. And that was the number one that I wanted to get, wanted to say right off the bat. And number two.
Can I throw in my thought real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Real quickly.
Absolutely.
I saw these pictures of Claire, of Dale. And I think that Dale is the type of guy who's friends with a lot of women, a lot of model friends.
Yep.
And I don't know if that picture and that conversation was photoshopped or not. I truly can't decide whether or not. Because the messages, by the way, from the person sending the picture were weird. Like, I just love you, Claire. I'm really looking out for you. Like,
and
no,
that
like,
post was posted and then deleted.
Right. And rapidly. It was deleted, which is weird to me if you were going to post something and then delete it, which I get. Somebody said, hey, I don't want that out there, which nobody even knows who sent it. So who even cares? You know, it was very anonymous. Nobody knows the name of who's sending that in.
Yeah.
So it was a very weird situation to me. And I can't decide if I think it really happened or not. I'm leaning towards it happened. I'm leaning towards Dale is fucking around.
I'm not. I kind of feel like there's been a lot of drama around them, and possibly like old pictures could be coming up, because he does live in New York. Like, he lived in New York. I'm sure, you know, maybe there's times where he got photographed previously, or I don't know. I'm waiting to see like legit concrete evidence, which I don't think we have gotten yet.
Agreed. I think they're still together right now.
Yeah. And I just don't think, like, I mean, Dale doesn't seem like an idiot. I don't think you go to Cipriani's in New York and not think someone's going to spot you. It's like a celebrity hotspot.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Cipriani's?
I think it's Cipriani's. I think it's how you pronounce it. But anyways, doesn't matter either way.
It's wrong
all the time.
Fancy place?
Yes. Fancy Italian place. And yes, it definitely... Cipriani's. That's hard for me to.
I actually thought it was Cipriani's as well until Kelly Keegs tonight kept saying Cipriani's, and I trust Kelly Keegs.
Well,
that is
the Italian. If you were gonna, it is an Italian restaurant, and that would be the Italian way to say it.
True.
Cipriani's.
Cipriani's. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's a very popular restaurant in New York City. It's where a lot of high profile people go. A lot of people with money. So I feel like Dale would know that people are going to have eyes on him. They have eyes on him all over New York City.
And the models
he was spotted with are in relationships, or at least two of them, or one of them I think is single.
Right. It's a little Tyler C-esque.
Yeah.
Friends with a lot of girls.
Sure.
Okay, the second thing that I wanted to say was, you know, Trent is wearing a robe.
Yeah.
He was gifted this robe by a very special someone this evening.
Yes. So Bennett stopped by the office.
Yep.
And he had a rose. Obviously, Ben and I have a very storied past. We got the heaters going crazy in here. Barstool Sports in November is the heaters cranking on, and it sounds like someone's trying to get out of the vents.
Yep, correct.
So, but
it's Dale.
Yeah, it's so Bennett did stop by. He stopped by just very quickly. He had a robe. He's famously almost always wearing a robe on the show.
Yeah, went well with the episode tonight.
It did. Gave it to me. Like I was going to say, him and I have a lot of history. I started off hating him because I thought he was the Harvard guy who would bully me and spit on me if he ever saw me. And then he showed self-awareness during the roast of Dale. And I turned back on his side. He must have seen that. And then he came tonight to Barstool HQ, dropped off a robe for me. So it's all good. He did not spit on me tonight. I had a bunch of people asking me because I tweeted out a picture of us sitting next to each other. Bennett did not spit on me, which is great. And I now have a robe. He let me keep it. And here I am. I'm now in the robe. It was a gift.
And now, Rhea, we realized when he sat down that the robe is from the resort that Matt James filmed The Bachelor in Pennsylvania.
Are we supposed to be giving that type of information?
No, I just think it's coincidence. Like, I don't think Bennett has anything to do with Matt James' season of The Bachelor.
No, definitely not.
But I felt like that was maybe a nice
foreshadowing.
That was a nice touch.
That is a nice touch. And I'll say, Bennett's a real nice guy.
Yes.
He's a nice guy.
He was very cool.
Yes. He was a very, very nice guy.
So, you know, arch enemies.
Yep.
Friends.
Possibly best friends.
Now potentially best friends.
Yeah.
So I'll obviously keep people updated on our friendship status. Maybe go to the Highline at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Next things
step
are,
is he buys you a pair of loafers.
That'd be great. I just turn into Bennett.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys just walk around in your robes and your loafers.
He's a cool guy. Shout out to Bennett.
Yeah, that was lovely. Okay. Let's get into the episode. I'm not going to lie, we were all a little distracted at the beginning because there was that surprise guest appearance from Bennett.
And it was a surprise. It was a surprise.
Tyler said he was bringing a surprise to you know, stop in and meet us. And yes, that was really all that it was. So
yeah, and it's a flustering thing. I'm expecting to show up every Tuesday like we normally do, get ready to do the show, and then you know, Bennett walks through the door. I was a little frazzled. We all were. Yep. It's Bennett.
Yep. It was the perfect just drive-by moment. Perfect.
I walked in after them and I was highly confused.
Yep.
I was maybe had a few drinks, not sober. I saw Bennett and I was very flustered.
Yes, exactly. He has good presence.
Tall.
Good, yeah, that's true. I think definitely
he's tall. He's handsome. He's got great hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gave me a robe.
Yep.
You start giving me gifts. I'm going to say nice things about you.
Right. Totally. What are you going to say?
Do you like him more than Tyler now?
More than Tyler C?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Oh no!
Sorry, I did not see that question coming.
Tyler
hasn't brought you any gifts.
Tyler has not brought me any gifts, but Tyler is an incredibly nice gentleman as well. I've known Tyler. I've hung
more
out with
history.
Him more time.
Yeah,
we got more history.
Yeah.
So I'll have to see where my friendship with Bennett goes.
Okay.
Yeah. Bennett might be a one night stand. And
is
Tyler's
Trent
in it for the
now
long
the
run.
Bachelor of Bachelor people?
Yeah. People trying to gain Trent's attention.
Trying to be Trent's friend.
Oh my god. It is almost like a fight to be Trent's friend.
Yeah, it is.
No, I'm the bachelor of male contestants on The Bachelor.
Yep.
We hang out.
Yep.
We wear robes.
It's
we wear
really
loafers.
A beautiful thing.
It's great. I like the position that I found myself in. I'll say that. It's pretty cool.
No complaints.
Yeah.
All right. This episode, like Trent said, a lot of Ed and Chasen, but we'll start from the beginning. Ashley and Jared popped in for a little appearance, and I think that's kind of how we've seen a lot of these group dates go, is that ex-contestants have come on to host because, you know, they can't travel. This is what we're working with. And they have a...
I want to say it makes me happy that Ashley and Jared are still together and making it.
You know?
That was such a long storyline of Ashley wanting...
They really are adorable.
To be with Jared. There were a lot of tears along the way, mostly from Ashley. And now they're just together, and I follow them on Instagram.
I think they're trying to, like, start a family.
Are they? Yeah.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Jared looks like a mixture of a vampire and a werewolf.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like,
I can see that.
From Twilight.
I do like Jared's long hair. I know it's a different look for him. Yeah. People have their opinions, but I like the long hair. It's different.
Yeah, I think it looks good.
Yeah.
It's like quarantine hair. A lot of guys are doing the thing where...
It's like quarantine. It's like he grew it out because of quarantine, but now really likes the way he looks with the long hair, so he's keeping it.
I think a lot of guys
like
do that.
He's got no excuse to not cut his hair now, but it's just because he likes it.
My roommate did that.
Right.
He now has hockey hair.
Right.
And people give him so many compliments because he does look good that, like...
Robbie?
Yeah.
Yes, we're talking about
he's
Robbie
He's got
Fox.
Long...
You just said my roommate. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't know who knows who.
It's his roommate.
Yeah, no, that's hilarious.
My roommate.
I'm going to tell Robbie Fox you wouldn't even name him. Name drop him. You call him your roommate.
I don't know who knows who doesn't know who Robbie Fox...
Robbie Fox works at Barstool.
He's
also
got
Trent's roommate.
Also my roommate. He's got the, like, Jared hair now, and he's
long
just
hair.
Keeping it.
Yeah.
The barbershops are open.
Yeah. Yep.
For now, they're open.
Right there. Yeah. Correct.
Ashley and Jared, they make me happy when
they
I see
do.
Them.
They do. So they came in to do this grown man challenge, which they awarded someone as a grown ass man and someone as a man child. They basically had to. They did some math questions, some spelling. Bennett could not spell limousine. That was unfortunate. But limousine, it's one that could tie you up.
That U sneaks in there.
It does.
You don't see that one coming. I mean, I think I would have been able to spell limousine, but if I'm...
Only because it looks... Like, without the U, it looks weird. Like, you're looking at it, and you're like, that looks
right.
wrong.
Limousine.
Yeah.
You need the limousine.
Yeah.
I think I would have spelled it, but, you know, I can see someone slipping up on that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. You look like you were about to open your mouth.
Limousine.
Let's go.
I did it right.
Yes.
Yay. I will say we were watching and Rhea was like, I have been in a few spelling bees in my day.
Well, no, we were arguing about the spelling of bougie.
Bougie, yeah, which I believe I'd spelt very wrong.
Yeah.
I think it is B-O-U-J-E-E.
Well, no. Tyler said it was B-O-U-J-E-E because of the song Bad and Bougie. But then I said that it was spelled B-O-U-G-I-E.
Yes.
Which is actually the correct pronunciation, and yes, I have been a few spelling bees.
And yeah, why? Yes, I have.
We did the Barstool spelling bee, and I made it pretty far. I'm a decent speller, not to pat myself on the back, but the word that knocked me out was eucalyptus, and I still don't think I could spell that word.
Now, if we wanted to really get serious about it, we could have just, you know, the bourgeoisie.
I think it's B-O-U-G-I-E.
Yeah, I'm locking in on that.
Yeah.
The Migos do have a song where it's
different.
I have
an absolute tragic spelling bee story that I'll tell very, very quickly.
Yeah.
One of the spelling bees I was in, it was one of the final rounds. And yeah, this was eighth grade. And the teacher said the word wholesale, right? Wholesale, W-H-O-L-E-S-A-L-E.
Yep.
Correct. She kept saying wholesale. Wholesale.
Which is
like
not
she,
a thing.
And this teacher and I, we didn't really fuck with each other.
You're beefing.
And she kept saying, wholesale. And I would be like, can you repeat that? Wholesale. Can you give it to me in a sentence? There was a sale, or wholesale, blah, blah, blah. But she just kept saying wholesale instead of wholesale. Mm. So you know what I did? I fucking spelled it H-A-L-L-S-A-L-E. And I sometimes stay up at night thinking about this.
You were sabotaged.
I was. I swear she kept saying wholesale. I'm like, are you sure? Yeah. Are you sure this is even
they
a
were
word?
Having a wholesale at the store or were they having a wholesale?
It was. I wish I had it on tape. Mrs. Guarneri.
Damn. Wow. You were sabotaged.
I've somehow found myself on an article that is just speaking about how like bougie comes from bourgeoisie, which is like French for the middle class. So why do we use bougie
as like a high class?
Did it all come from the song? Did it stem from other things before that?
I think people were saying bougie before
that song.
They definitely
were, but the origin still doesn't really connect. Okay, anyway, we don't really need to get into that game right now. This competition was, like I said, math, spelling. They did also a... a man tug of war, like where you just attach one man to one end of the rope and another man to the other,
and you just
run.
That's I guess it's not tug of war.
It wasn't really tug of war.
I don't know what the name for it is, but yeah, that's definitely what they did.
Yeah,
that was their first competition.
Now. What I didn't realize when we were doing our Cutting Stems show and we were making fun of Ed for not participating in the wrestling.
Yeah.
Bennett did not participate in the tug of war because of a old football knee injury.
Okay.
So I feel like he should probably get as much shit for that as Ed also got for backing out of wrestling.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give...
As someone with possibly an old football knee injury?
No, I don't have an old football knee injury, but I am wearing a robe that Bennett gave me.
True.
So I'm not going to give him as much shit as I'm going to give Ed here in a little bit. Yeah, you know, he's got a bad old football injury.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it. He bowed out. It didn't seem like as big of a deal as the Ed thing became, I will say. When Bennett was like, I'm out, I think people might expect Bennett to not want to partake in a physical activity. People aren't shocked by that.
Fair.
Although he is an old football player. But, you know, he didn't want to partake in the man tug of war thing. So he didn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they did this breakfast in bed portion. I looked down at my phone for 2 seconds and looked up, and Chasen was shirtless with an apron on. I don't know how that happened. But then, you know, Bennett had the robe. He presented this breakfast in bed to Tayshia and got into bed with her under the covers, really went for it, committed to it.
This felt like a layup for Bennett. Bennett knows what to do in a breakfast in bed scenario. He's going to get in that bed. He's going to bring the food. I almost feel like they made that date for Bennett, that specific part of it.
Yeah. And Tayshia did say, you know, Bennett's bougie and I'm bougie too, and I appreciate that. Like, that's
why I like Tayshia.
She can acknowledge
I that. Like Tayshia that she can acknowledge those things. That's why I think she's going to be a great bachelorette, because first
she's
says
Fire Things Club.
First she says Bennett's bougie and you're like, oh, whoa, she's judging Bennett. And then she's like, but so am I. I think that's great. I think Tayshia's great.
Yeah. So Bennett, because of that, I guess, last ditch move, because it wasn't for the other things, did win the grown-ass man award. And Ed won the Man Child Award, where he was, you know, he had a baby. He was given a small baby that he held for the remainder of the episode, it felt like.
He held that baby for a long time.
Yep.
But as a guy who supported the straitjacket movement of the guy who wore the straitjacket all the way through the first night, it would then be hypocritical, although I'm going to be hypocritical about Ed here in a few minutes. It would be hypocritical of me to make fun of the baby that Ed held for a very long time. And I just think that's funny. Like, I really get a kick out of guys who are just holding or who are just doing things that are outrageous like that. And he held that baby through the first part of it. Yeah. And he held that baby while getting yelled at by Chasen.
I think almost into the rose ceremony. Pretty much the whole day.
And people were probably like, at a certain point, it made them uncomfortable. That's when I think it's even funnier.
Yeah.
I think that's even funnier. So people were probably freaked out by the Ed holding the fake baby the whole time. But especially when Chasen was yelling at him.
Yeah.
Like, that's hilarious. And Chasen's got to know when he's trying to yell at Ed while Ed's holding that fake baby that he's going to look ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it was almost like a defense mechanism for Ed.
What did we think of Bennett getting the grown-ass man award and immediately going in for the full-on kiss with Tayshia?
Love it.
Like, on the lips. Make out.
Love it. He did it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I love that. I think she would appreciate that type of aggressiveness.
It's like when a dog pees and just looks you right in the eyes. It's like dominance.
Has Norm ever done that to you?
There's some wounds there.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. No, I liked it. I think that's a good move.
It was. It definitely
you guys really
was.
Just put me on the spot there. You know, I wasn't trying to blow up Norm's spot. I was using a reference to dogs in general.
We love Norm on
we
this
absolutely
show.
Absolutely adore that dog. But when you, anytime you reference like a male dog, we're immediately going to think you're talking about Norman.
Listen, let's leave Norman out of it these days, okay? He's recovering.
Yep, yep.
Oh, yeah.
From getting his B-A-L-L-S taken
snip,
out.
Snip, snip.
You know what that spells.
Balls.
Bowls.
Bowls. Yeah. Shout out to Norman. I haven't seen him in a while. It's been too long.
It's been too long ever since he cuddled up right on your lap.
Yeah. And then
bless your soul, your hands, and your feet.
I did.
We didn't talk about that.
I listened back to, because you told me today while we were filming the group chat that you said some strange words on the show, and I listened back to it. Yeah, it was a little weird.
Can you tell me what I said? Because I literally had no idea what I said.
No, I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Thank God.
We didn't even address this yet, me and Fran. We have no idea what we said on that podcast. The only things we know are what people told us the next day that we said.
It was
not fun waking up the next morning.
I'll say it. It was probably irresponsible.
It was highly irresponsible. I was hearing things that I said that I literally wanted to die. I was like, I can't believe I said those things on the podcast.
Right,
like, girls were tweeting me their confirmation names, and I was like, did we talk about our confirmation? Yeah.
No, we did. That's how drunk we were. We started talking about our confirmation names.
Yeah.
That's.
I talked about having like my Hebrew name.
No, I wasn't even drunk.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have one sip. But that's
we
what happened.
Like, no into
but
it.
But Trent, what did I say about
anyway.
You? Because I got a voice note from Emma from Comments by Celebs. And honestly, she was fucking dying laughing, being like, I'm cackling right now. Like, you are talking about Trent not drinking and you're blessing every part of his body.
Yeah, you guys were talking about how when we do these Bachelorette recaps, I don't usually drink during the show. Mm-hmm. So I'm the sober one in the room. And I think you, Fran, said, bless his heart.
Yeah.
And then you said, bless his heart. And then they started to move on to a different part of the conversation.
Okay.
And you said, bless his and his feet and his hands, and that was it. And nobody addressed it. Nobody
That's
said anything about it.
Strange. And I'm sorry, but still, bless your hands, your feet, and your soul, and your toes, and your fingernails.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I appreciate it.
And your earwax.
I appreciate it.
Oh, man.
I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to bury that one deep in the vault.
We're
going to
bury that whole
on.
Podcast in the vault and move on back like it never happened.
Confirmation names is that's such a funny thing to talk about.
I'm still
so
floored
random.
That we're watching the show, and you know Tyler was here watching the show with us, and Devin, who does a lot of our social work, is social works out there doing like she's a social worker, our social media work.
Oh
man, told us that on the E story.
Oh my
they
god,
they put an actual clip. from the podcast on the story. So it was our actual drunk ass voice.
I heard my voice and I wanted to die. Devin goes, oh my God, they're telling a story about Dylan dating this girl, which by the way, I mean, not Tyler. Tyler. Dylan is engaged to Hannah. Yeah. They're like, Tyler's dating this girl, which by the way, Tyler's not dating this girl, which we said on the podcast. And we're saying it on the podcast and I hear my voice out of Devin's phone and I was like, shut that off immediately. I was hammered. I can't believe that's on the E! News story.
Of all the times that we've done our podcast, smooth and sober as can be.
Yep. Never
this
once.
This is the one that ends up on the E! News story where they actually take a full-blown audio clip of the
Never
show.
Have our voices been on E! News, but when we were hammered, we got on, which means tonight's a good night that I drank.
It's just ridiculous. Okay, anyway, like I said, in the vault. Back to the group date. Back to the group date where we started to feel tension between Chasen, Ed. Bennett was really kind of the one who instigated some of it and then let Ed kind of take it away. There was maybe a chicken legs comment towards Ed. Meanwhile, all the other guys, I gotta say, were doing some smooth things. Like, it felt like we were deep in The Bachelorette. Tayshia was liking these guys. She's kissing Ben. She's talking to Dr. Joe. Was she talking to Dr. Joe? I can't remember. I hope she was. I'm confusing the two group dates in my mind right now.
Yep.
Ivan.
Yep.
Came in and did a little blindfold strawberry situation.
Right.
Then went in for the kiss, the blindfold kiss afterwards. It was like, these guys are pretty smooth, I gotta say. Like, there has not really been, I think, any like really cringeworthy moves with Tayshia besides Chasen and his weird ass compliments. But besides that, like, actually to her face, I feel like they've all been very smooth.
Right, and that's usually the exception to the rule where all of them are usually cringeworthy and awkward, and then there's one good one. But yeah, this season, for whatever reason, it's just a good group of guys. They've just been doing great ones, and like you said, with the blindfold, that was a great one. You feed her strawberries, she's into it, she pulled off the blindfold, they made out some more. Like, every move that these guys have been making has been working out, and I just think we have a good group of guys this season, right. And that's why.
And which is why it is so typical that Ed and Chasen seem to be the ones that are the drama guys, because we could really care less about both of them.
And they might not have any moves. Yeah. They're just like, we don't know what to do right now, so we're going to fight with each other.
And Ed named that baby Carlos, which I get it. You know, Carlos, I feel like that's a hangover joke.
Oh, yeah.
But like, maybe a little overdone. Like, how is
Hangover came out, 2009?
Long time.
I feel like it's almost long enough to start bringing it back. The Hangover. Not at the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, no, that's good.
All right, so maybe it is funny.
No, it is funny.
The Hangover was the first R-rated movie I went to.
Same.
Snuck in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Whoa, you snuck in.
I mean,
badass.
Snuck in.
Wait, you're older than me, too.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm the first kid I was allowed to go see R-rated movies. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I told my parents I think I was going to see, like, it was some kind of, we've talked about this
We've
on the
talked
podcast
about this
before,
for sure, yeah.
And I couldn't remember. I think it was
some type
it was
of
some
Adam
kind
Sandler
of Eddie Murphy movie.
Oh,
it was
Eddie Murphy yes.
movie.
Big Mama's House?
I want to say, like, Haunted Mansion, like, somewhere in that realm.
No, that's Martin Mansion Lawrence. Came out that's Martin
before,
Lawrence's Big Mama.
Yeah.
Haunted Mansion came out a long time
before
ago.
The
but
Hangover.
We had this conversation on the podcast before where I tried to think of the movie that I actually bought tickets for, but I did not.
What's the movie where Eddie Murphy plays a bunch of people?
Nutty Professor.
That's what I was trying to
that
think of.
That is a Mariano family, like, favorite movie of all time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Aren't there a bunch of them?
The first one, The Nutty Professor, where they're all at the dinner table and they are, it's all Eddie Murphy's characters.
Yeah.
And it turns into the, like, a bunch of fart jokes and the colon cleansing. You've seen the scene.
Oh, I've seen it.
And it's the Mariano side of my family loves a good fart joke. So Rhea probably hates it. Anti-fart joke.
I'm not a big fart joke person. We've talked about this. I don't like them being made. I don't like them being made about me. I don't like them in general.
Yep.
Fair.
Just because it makes me start thinking about it and I'm like, ooh, I smell it now.
Yeah. You
know? It's like pineapple pizza. I start smelling it, even though I kind of like pineapple pizza now.
I don't like pineapple pizza. Fruit on pizza? Get out of here. Come on. What are we doing?
No, I'm with you on that. Okay. Back to Ed and Chase. And I feel like it's very easy to get lost because they're not that fun to talk about.
Yeah, there's kind of like, Chase and Ed, I don't really care about you guys. Right. You keep fighting back and forth.
And
but
Ed immediately went to Tayshia to like complain about Chase, which was pretty lame. It was like a quick like time with Tayshia. He brought up the chicken legs comment, which got back to Chasen when Chasen talked to Tayshia, and then Chasen come back, tried to big dog Ed, like getting all heated.
But he's holding the baby.
Getting all aggressive, and which was a turnoff. And like it just escalated where they just kept going back and forth talking about, then, you know, then Ed goes back to Tayshia and says, well, he got aggressive. And then that, it just escalated so much from honestly what Bennett had said, that they didn't really like him. But the chicken legs comment too, I feel like.
Yeah, it's just, and while all this is happening, we're kind of sitting there like, well, I don't think I care enough about Ed or Chasen for this to be dominating this much of the show. What's up, Rhea?
Michael B. Jordan got Sexiest Man Alive.
You know what? I don't want to, I this is going to sound like a lie, because it, of course, but I saw the cutout, and it was like, guess who the Sexiest Man Alive is, and just from the cutout, I was like, I feel like that's Michael B. Jordan.
Damn, what a good pick.
That's a great
Finally
pick.
Finally one I agree with.
That's a great
with.
Pick. I mean, Michael B. Jordan deserves that 10 times out of 10.
Funny that like 2 years ago it was Blake Shelton.
Oh, boo. No, people are going to be mad at that. I'm sorry.
Noah just going right for Blake Shelton's throat.
I made an entire video saying he shouldn't be the sexiest man alive, so I got to stand by that.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan, though?
Pick. Fantastic.
Great I love pick. Michael B. Jordan. He was a very young kid on The Wire. That's where I first saw him. He's Wallace, and then he's now grown up into a superstar. Yep.
Yeah, you know who's getting it next year? Harry Styles. Mark it down.
Has to be.
Harry Styles. Styles.
Is he eligible this year?
I can't say Styles.
Eligible every year. I don't think you reach an age where you're eligible. Yeah. I'm sure you do. You have to be a man, an adult male. But like, I don't think there's like, hey, he's turned 25. He can be people's sexiest man alive.
Why? I just feel like he has that.
But people, they always do kind of pick a. I can't believe I'm about to tie this back to The Bachelor, but a grown ass man.
Hell yeah, that's a good segue.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan, he deserves it.
100%. Absolutely deserves it. Okay, guys. the Ed and Chase and drama. Okay, Ivan got the group date rose, which was happy for Ivan.
That's a wholesome rose.
Wholesome rose.
Ivan is just a nice guy, a sweet guy. Everybody, I think, in this room is rooting for him.
Rooting for Ivan. He goes very far. Yep.
Him and Tayshia seem great together. So him getting that group date rose, very wholesome. Everybody supported
that. Oh, also want to mention that while Bennett and Chasen and Ed were having their discussion, Chasen said that Bennett and Ed were acting like Batman and Robin, and he's Superman. And then he said, actually, I'm Wolverine. And then put his arms up like Wolverine did, and the cross. And it was really quite uncomfortable to watch.
The Wolverine thing, it's too much.
You can't be a grown-ass man getting up there and saying,
I'm Wolverine.
They call me Wolverine. That just can't happen. That's got to end at like 12.
I mean, Chasen's at the point now where I think he actually thinks that he's Wolverine.
Right.
Like when he puts those hands up, in his head, he's like, I'm Wolverine.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Yeah.
And he said it a bunch more times.
I guess it's just because like, he's a bigger guy. He's got hair. I don't know.
What makes him Wolverine?
Maybe people think he looks like
Hugh Jackman.
No, he looks like John B. or Dr. Sam.
I think, I said it before, that he dressed up as Wolverine once, and people were like, that's awesome.
Right.
He continued to dress up as Wolverine for Halloween,
right,
and now he has just morphed into Wolverine.
Right.
He throws up the hands.
Okay, so then, once again, this continues into the next night cocktail party rose ceremony. Finally getting a rose ceremony. We have really gotten like no rose ceremonies between Claire and Tayshia. It's been very minimal. Chasen comes in saying he wants to like squash everything, the drama, but it still feels very aggressive, which is then when Chasen had said, you know, he calls Tayshia smoke show. She's a smoke show. Tayshia's a smoke show, which obviously made everybody kind of laugh at. Kenny's jaw just kind of fell, which was hilarious because Kenny is an adult, and like he is probably the only adult, one of the only adults on the show. Still,
how do we feel about the smoke show thing?
What I have said is that behind the scenes, if you're talking with your guy friends and you call me a smoke show, fine, go ahead. What are you going to be like, man, right. She's so fucking hot. Like
it's bro-y.
Yeah, it's like, yes. Whatever. It's bro-y, smoke show, sure. If you're like to my face and you're like, you're such a smoke show, then I'm going to be like, no, you can compliment me in a better way. But behind my back, you're talking with your friends, you call me a smoke show.
Right.
Definitely not offended at all. I take that as a compliment. You think I'm hot.
Cool, yeah, it's bro-y.
It is.
It's bro-y, but
I thought the way the
right, I think
he said just, it too much after
yes,
that point.
Like, yes. I think because Chasen was fitting so much into this bro-y role that they all didn't like when he said smoke show, they were all like, "Oh, you got to be fucking kidding me!"
Right. The that's the part I didn't. The room reacting like he said something crazy.
Right.
That was the part. Like
right.
I
they
think
acted like she said like he was like she's a hot piece of ass or something. Yeah. And then everyone would have been like, "Okay, whoa."
Right, but a smoke show like. Like Rhea's saying, like, I think if guys say that when they're just hanging out, like, that is a thing yeah. guys do say.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. Yeah. So, for the room to react, like, well, we don't say that, and yeah. that is not how you talk about Tayshia.
Trent
like,
just tightened his fake tie on us.
He just buttoned up his robe.
Tied his robe tied and his, tied his tie. And,
it's like,
yeah.
when this, you have to treat, it's just like... That was a crazy reaction, but like, so I didn't agree with that. I think they were trying to pile on Chasen at that point, where they've pigeonholed him as, well, his name is Chasen, so yeah. it's pretty easy. But I didn't think it was that big of a deal for them to just completely lose their minds over it.
Absolutely. And so all the guys were talking about it, and I did laugh when Bennett was like, you know, I guess Chasen has been trying to come up with other adjectives to use to describe Tayshia, or had been using, he was calling Tayshia the same words he was calling Claire, and Chasen was like, Bennett was like, he didn't even come with another adjective. He used a noun. Oh.
And I think he was, yeah, that's sort of the Bennett that I was mean to after the first episode. Yeah. Like, I like Bennett now. Again, he gave me a robe.
Yep.
But correcting someone or making fun of them in, like, adjective and nouns, like, that's the Bennett that could be mean to me on the street.
Yeah, definitely. And then the rest of the guys really did some cute things for the cocktail party. Dr. Joe and Tayshia had like this little noodle dish. He had a picture of, he had like a little square pocket photo
you
of his
love
family
that
was adorable.
It was really small.
Yeah, the little tiny like square photo of his family that he just had in his pocket to show Tayshia, I thought was really cute. I love Dr. Joe. Mm-hmm. I think he's adorable. Spencer had some popsicles. Bennett had like a cardboard cutout of the Eiffel Tower because they can't travel.
How good are popsicles, by the way?
Bomb. I had one last night, mango with really? Chocolate chips on it.
I was trying to think of the last time I had a popsicle. It's been a long time.
I got a whole box in my freezer.
It's a top tier frozen treat.
Because it's
the
something
best
that
ones are the ones that you know what I'm talking about? Where
yeah,
you
like
cut
the
it.
Freeze pops. Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God. Those yeah. were, no, not the freeze pops, but then also the ones that were like the Minute Maid. They yeah. were kind of triangle yeah. and you cut them, yeah. squeeze them out. Those were fucking good. But popsicles are so good because you want a sweet treat, right? You're craving yeah. some sort of dessert, but they're fruity, so you feel like you're being healthy.
Right.
And it's just ice.
And some of them even have like fruit in them.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's like, oh, I'm killing mm-hmm. it right now. I'm
I
on
got
fire.
Strawberries in my mouth. I'm feeling good.
I have, I gotta invest in some popsicles, I think.
Definitely. It's a good investment.
Why not?
Hit up
it's
Duane
November.
Reed on your way home.
Yeah.
It's no no die goes. In November.
Anything goes. Jamar read a poem. And then Ed went back to Tayshia again. This is what I was saying before, to talk about Chasen again, to say that Chasen was intimidating and yelled and yada, 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 the whole thing. It just goes back and forth. Then Chasen apologizes to Ed for being, you know, aggressive, but they keep talking in circles over and over. And Bennett and Zach C came up and were like, hey, can we just squash this? Like, Zach C was like, nobody cares, which was really how we all feel
he was speaking
drama.
For the audience. He could see that this was going to be a main storyline that no one was going to give a shit about.
Absolutely. And you know what? All these guys are getting ready for the rose ceremony, and it's incredibly stressful. That is the time when you're like, oh boy, maybe I need to take a moment to myself. I need to chill. And I don't know what they got in the mansion. And they're not in the mansion. In Palm Springs.
In the resort.
Yeah, in the resort.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, the rose ceremony. Finally, we have roses being handed out. And everybody got a rose besides Jay, Peter, and Montel. Now, Ed and Chasen, you know, got like the last couple of roses. They were locked in.
Very dramatic.
There were roses that we had forgot from last week that had been handed out.
Brendan, Easy.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No. Someone else on the first group date from last week that I cannot remember. But we had Zach, Riley, Kenny, Ben, DeMar, Bennett, Spencer, Jordan, Noah, Joe, Blake, Ed, and Chasen. And Ivan and Brendan had roses. So that sent home, like I said, that sent home Jay, Montel, and Peter. Montel and Peter were guys that came in the second round of limos. We didn't get to really meet them at all.
Tough for them.
They had their limo entrance, and that was it. No other word was spoken on television for them.
Literally not a one, I don't think.
And really not much for Jay either, I'm not going to lie. The straitjacket thing happened, and
That was it.
Yeah, I don't remember him. Wrote. I feel like he was maybe involved in some sort of beef early on, like last week or something. But
maybe if Tayshia saw the straight check.
yeah, she might not be as cool with that. So I don't. Yeah, these three, not all that dramatic in terms of their exits.
Yeah,
we didn't really know. We didn't know much about them.
Yep. Okay. So then we have the next group date, which Ed and Chasen are both on. It's some kind of wrestling date. They had a WWE Hall of Famer and a UFC fighter there to teach the guys some moves, to get some shit talking going on. And this was really like Dr. Joe's moment to shine, I will say, because he can't shit talk. He's like, "You're really nice."
Yeah.
"And I want to be your friend."
Like, yeah.
And he was also joking. He was like, "Hey, I was all conference in my high school volleyball team."
Yeah.
Like,
Dr. Joe was funny.
There.
Yeah.
He went out there.
He didn't quit.
Still competed, which I respect.
Absolutely. Who did he go up against?
Easy.
Easy. That's
terrifying.
That's not fair.
Yeah, he was like, Dr. Joe.
Yeah, he was like, "There's a lot of ex-NFL players in this group, right. And I played volleyball in high school." So
yeah. And the part of the shit talking, that was very awkward. Just when you shit talking is supposed to be natural, and it just you're just out there in the heat of battle. When you put two people face to face and you say, "All right, shit talk each other," that's the worst shit talk you're gonna get.
Yeah,
because they have it's just horrible. It's not organic. It was just really awkward. They were all really bad at it.
Yeah,
but I don't blame them, because that's a no win situation.
Yeah. So, it's like telling a comedian to tell a joke.
Right.
Right.
Say something funny right now.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah,
that's not going to work.
Yeah, so the shit talk was bad. The wrestling, they greased these guys up.
Oh, with paintbrushes.
With paintbrushes.
They were oiled up like pieces of meat ready to be thrown onto a barbecue.
Right. I know we said that Claire was very horny, but Tayshia, pretty horny.
Horny as well. Yeah, if people were mad about the dodgeball and all that happened with that, whatever, they just didn't even see the greased up wrestling coming.
Look, this is where we're at with these guys not traveling. Apparently, the best that they can come up with to get people to stay locked into their television screen during the group date is to have these guys strip in some way. That really seems to be, like, we're getting naked. Oh, we're wrestling. Oh, let's oil them up.
Yep. Yeah.
Just make them glisten.
They're really running out of date options.
Glisten like a vampire.
Yeah. Yep.
Like Edward and
Shining
Twilight.
Shining the sun. That paint, he was like Edward in that field when the sunlight hit him just right.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Trent knows exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Lot of wrestling going on. We don't have to talk about each individual matchup, but we'll say Ed and Chasen were supposed to fight at the end, or wrestle at the end.
Boo, Ed!
Chasen, Jason's throwing out some smack talk like he's about to murder him. Like he's like, Ed is not going to wake up in the morning.
He's not waking up.
His mom is going to have to pick him up.
Your mom's going to have to pick you up from school.
Are we having a murder on the show?
That's even worse than bad shit talk is over the top shit talk where you're like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to murder you and you're going to be dead and they're going to have a funeral. It's like,
right.
It's like,
going to be an episode of Law and Order.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, Jason. Just chill.
Whoa, just take it easy, man.
Yes, exactly. Ed goes to Chris Harrison and says that he has shoulders that chronically dislocate.
Which makes me want to watch him wrestle even more.
Yep. So he can't fight Jason.
This is something he brought up after he took his shirt off.
Yes, after he got oiled
they
up.
They painted him with a brush with grease.
Yep.
And then he's like, oh yeah, by the way, my shoulders just fly out of their sockets at random times. So I can't wrestle Chris Harrison. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It does make me think that he would have thought about wrestling, no offense, someone like Dr. Joe.
Definitely.
And would have been like, oh, I'll be okay. My shoulders will be fine. Mm-hmm. But knowing that Jason wants to murder him, was like, you know what? My shoulders, they're pretty.
Yeah.
But it was such a weird
thing. A little achy. Is it going to rain?
Get in the goddamn ring. Come on, though. You're trying to impress a girl here. And you're going to be like, oh, my shoulders are dislocated. Like, yeah, I get it. Your shoulders may be dislocated, but now is a perfect time for an ambulance to come in. And we need an ambulance on the show. So, Ed, take one for the
But what would be a worse look? Like, if he was moaning in pain in the middle of the ring, like, with his shoulders dislocated.
Going down fighting.
And Tayshia's just
at least he went down swinging, though.
I don't wish pain on anybody, but him, but Ed getting his shoulders pulled out of his sockets while wrestling Jason would have been an all-time moment.
Oh, right.
So we missed out on that.
Just noodle arms, Ed walking around.
Let's also not forget that
his jersey shore muscles get deflated.
Yeah. Let's also not forget we saw a very bizarre scene at more towards the beginning of the episode of Jason working out and Ed working out.
Yeah.
And were they across the room working out like against each other? We don't know. But Ed was lifting some heavy weights, so shoulders okay there.
Sure, Ed.
Right.
Your shoulders must be really hurting.
Yeah, he was doing.
He looked like he was in pain. He was doing his traps. He was working.
Right,
on his
but
traps.
That's isn't that shoulders?
Shoulder shrugs.
Right, like how does when he picks up the weights that his shoulders
He did look like he was in pain, though. I will say when I was watching, I was like, Ed looks highly uncomfortable.
And if anything, this is very telling that we do have an older group of guys this season.
That's a good point.
This is one episode where we had my shoulders chronically dislocate and I have an old football knee injury, which is something it's definitely fair to say it's an older group because you don't have the young guns. Like Noah, who's 25, who we would have, you know, if this was Hannah Brown's season, we got 30 Noahs cast. That's what happens. So Noah actually jumps in the ring because, also funny, Chris Harrison said they would be wrestling in front of a live audience. The live audience was the other men who were not on the group chat.
Right. We were stunned by that when they said it originally. Like,
A
live audience. Because at that time, I don't know exactly when they filmed, if they had actually brought in like a live audience and tested them and whatever, that would have been like the only live sporting event in the world at that time was just greased up wrestlers on The Bachelorette.
Right.
Which would have been kind of amazing, but it was just the other guys.
Right. So Ed doesn't wrestle, so Noah takes the opportunity to jump into the ring. You know, he's in his jeans. He's ready to go. He wrestles Chasen. Chasen is the winner. Not that that even really matters, because Tayshia lets Noah join the group date for the rest of the evening. She was impressed by him jumping into the ring. So he gets to be a part of the rest of the night.
Quick shout out to Wells, who made an appearance.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of Wells. I think we all are. I think anybody who watches this franchise, and they're all just huge fans of Wells, just a nice guy, positive vibes all the time.
He is.
He's obviously the bartender in Paradise. Just whenever I see Wells, I feel like things are going to be okay.
I agree with you. It was very soothing to see Wells. It was sad because there was someone in the room who had said that she missed Fred and Fred Willard.
Oh, man.
Like, Fred Willard was really the guy who did all those those dates, and I didn't even realize it until she said it, and it made me sad. I was just like, wow, that is very sad that, you know, that that's not going to happen. Like, I feel like that is normally where Fred Willard
absolutely
does come in and does, like, no, announcing for some kind of event.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's always Chris and Ed, or and yeah, it's right. And Fred. So, yeah, that I had not thought
just,
about that.
Right. Just want to throw a little shout out to Fred, because
definitely
missed. Wells had a big seat to fill. He did a good job.
Yes.
And I wonder if he does anything else, because it wasn't really like a announcement. Like, it was like, here's Wells. He's doing this, and then
yeah, they didn't. I don't think they did play by play. They didn't do, or maybe they did, and I just missed it. But yeah, I wonder if he stuck around, you know, because he had to quarantine to be there, so might as well keep him around to do a few other things. Take a little of the weight off Chris Harrison,
right,
who's been doing everything for the last couple of weeks. I wouldn't mind Wells sticking around.
Definitely. So Noah is the first guy to talk to Tayshia. Tayshia, they give him a kiss. Tayshia's like, Tayshia gave him the look that every girl has given her boyfriend after a kiss, and you're like kind of iffy on the facial hair, and you just kind of look at them like, it gets like a smile, but like they can see that something's off. And he knew right away. He was like, hit the mustache. Like, yeah. He's like, yeah, like, What do you think you would look like without the mustache? Yeah.
She's like, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want.
But like, maybe try it.
But shave that fucking thing now.
I feel like that was a producer thing, because they did have a razor come out immediately, and I feel like maybe the producers
were back to his room.
There were two. It was weird. There were two scenes involving the mustache after that. One was him going back to his room.
Yeah.
And I guess it was just to reflect and really look himself in the mirror and be like, what are we going to do about this? Yeah, it was an emotional goodbye. Like, he's deciding, am I going to shave this mustache, or am I going to leave the show right now because I'm so attached to this mustache?
Imagine he was like, if I can't keep it, I'm out.
That would have been
so good.
Yeah.
I would have been his number one fan.
For sure. That's just, you have principles.
Yep.
He did say it was a huge part of his life.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. Guys that have mustaches, they don't mess around.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, I'm keeping this. This is a part of who I am.
Right. I'm also think, I don't know. I don't really know enough about his history, but I feel like he might, I don't feel like he had that mustache for really that long, but maybe he was very committed to it. That was his look. And Tayshia had more time with the other guys. You know, she saw Brendan, and I believe Spencer as well, a bunch of the other guys. And then he comes back and interrupts Jordan speaking with Tayshia.
Yep.
And has the razor ready to go. Tayshia gets rid of that thing. And let me tell you, he got 10 times hotter instantly.
Instantly became a 90210 character.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he just looks
instantly.
He looks so much.
He became Liam Court.
Any CW show, to be honest, he could be cast right away.
Friday Night Lights.
Yeah,
not as good as Tim Riggins, but he could be on the show.
But he got that thing off.
The footballers.
He looked so good that you got to wonder how long he's had the mustache and been walking around when he could just shave that off and really look 10 times better.
Right, and he does have a little bit. He does have kind of a baby face, so I feel like maybe he's talked himself into the fact that the mustache makes him look older.
It also could be a similar thing to the quarantine hair, where we've got this opportunity where we don't have to be in public as much, so maybe I'll try a mustache. And Noah thought it looked good enough, but Tayshia was like, get that thing out of here.
Right.
And he does look better without it.
Definitely. And then Ben had this little plan for Tayshia. He did this like pre-planned nightcap situation, but he didn't really do anything. Like, he didn't get up. It didn't really seem like he made an effort to find Tayshia. It sort of seemed like he was just waiting for his time that never came, because he tried to make like a last minute, hey Tayshia, can I pull you away, and she was like, sorry Ben, the night is over, like, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
It was sad.
And she was sad, like, it seemed like she was disappointed that he didn't really make the effort earlier in the night, and that maybe hurt Ben in the future. We'll see. But just to continue to piss off the guys that Noah made his way onto this group date, Tayshia gave Noah the group date rose. And she made him shave off what he called right. part of his identity.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Look, like I said, like,
he deserves
look,
that rose.
Who else among us has shaved off their facial hair for this date? Nobody. I think yeah, Noah deserved. I get that. I get that people are mad and
you ain't coming back on the show until you shave that whole goatee off.
He shouldn't. This goatee's going nowhere. This goatee's going nowhere. But he like they're all mad at him. But that's just how it goes. He took the opportunity to jump in the ring and wrestle Jason. What a sentence. And then he was able to go on the date. He did the most of this time. Like, that's the game.
Right.
It's always been that way. If you don't get enough time, that's on you.
Right.
That's just how it is.
Yeah, and then, obviously the guys are complaining. Tayshia tried to be like, doesn't he look better without the mustache? And it was just dead silence from every, like, didn't seem like anybody wanted to discuss Noah's mustache. And it was clips of the guys complaining about Noah being on the date. And Ed, who, you know, maybe had a couple drinks, I don't know, said, like, he was like, Noah, your rose means fucking nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It was, like, aggressive for kind of no reason.
I got to be honest.
Noah from Oklahoma, your rose means fucking nothing.
It actually means quite a lot.
Yeah, everything.
He gets to stick around now. It's not a meaningless rose.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
Fucking
so,
Ed.
And you didn't even fight, so you know what? You mean nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I went too hard on Ed. I wanted him to be involved more. Last week, I kept putting up pictures and being like, look at this guy. He's still around. That's pretty hilarious. And then I got so much Ed this episode that I'm just out.
Yeah. Overexposure. It happens.
It really does. And Ed was very much playing in the background. Nobody knew his name. Nobody knew if he was part of the first wave or the second wave. Nobody knew. But then this week, it was just too much Ed. And yeah, that whole the rose doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Come on, Ed.
Now that we're talking about Ed again, I'm picturing him getting oiled up and whatnot. Mm. And you know what? It's really, really important to take care of your skin. And I feel like getting yourself oiled up, it makes your skin glow. But that's not the best thing for your skin. Right now, whether you're worried about dullness, redness, fine lines, or acne, trying to find the right treatment can be frustrating. Now there's a simpler, smarter solution to skincare. That's where Rory comes in. Meet Rory, a digital health clinic for women. Rory is the sister brand of Roman. Like Roman, they make it simple to connect with a doctor online and see if personalized prescription skincare treatment is right for you, all from the comfort of your own home. Isn't there nothing better than that? Not having to leave your house, you're just in your home, no more waiting for appointments or in line at the pharmacy, you're literally just at your house. You go on your phone or computer, you complete a free online consultation, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed physician within 24 hours, everybody. And if appropriate, they'll prescribe a personalized skincare treatment plan that works just for you and your skin. It's very important. Everybody's skin is different, so it's very important to treat it like that. With Rory, you don't even have to go to the pharmacy. Your custom skincare is delivered right to you with free 2-day shipping. I love a quick shipment, so I love to hear that. You can also follow up with your doctor anytime if you need to make a change to your treatment or have any questions. With Rory, there are no commitments and you can cancel anytime. So right now, go to HelloRory.com/chicks to try a 3-month supply of Nightly Defense for $5. It's free to chat with a doctor, and your first order is just $5. That's HelloRory.com/chicks. Eligibility requirements and additional terms apply.
Okay, that was pretty much kind of around where things left off. I would say that from the preview, it appears Chasen and Noah might become a little bad boy bro team. I feel like I'm getting that kind of vibes. They're turning against Noah. They've already turned against Chasen. I feel like Tayshia is out on Chasen and Ed, but because all the other guys are very normal, it seems like, and maybe aren't going to create as much drama, she has to keep Ed and Chasen around because I don't know what else they would talk about. Like,
yeah.
The rest of the guys are so unproblematic.
Teaming up with Chasen might be the beginning of Noah's demise.
Yeah.
Because, like you're saying, Tayshia is so not okay with the bullshit that then going
to put Noah in a bad spot.
Right.
Yeah.
Noah being like, oh, I'm buddies with Chasen now. That's how you get on everybody's bad side. That's how you get on Tayshia's bad side. We all like Noah. I think we all came away from tonight being fans of Noah, but it does not look like it works out for him in terms of likability, because he does. He teams up with Chasen. They become these bad boy bros. That is not going to end well for Noah.
Right. As of right now, it feels like Noah... Like, as of right now, it was a good episode for Noah. But the preview makes it seem like Noah could go to the dark side.
Right, and it's a good... Like, all the guys in the house don't like him because of the things that he did, or mm-hmm. some of them don't like him. But Tayshia very much likes him.
Yeah.
And that's where you want to be. But I don't think that's going to continue if he starts this tag team thing with Chasen. There's just no way.
It didn't seem like Chasen was going to be the bad boy of this season. And I am not liking it. I don't like Chasen in this role. I thought he was going to be a nice guy. Yep. I'm not really loving this situation. And the fact that we
thought
were rooting
he would be
for
like
Noah,
John B.
Yeah. You can't always have what you want.
Yeah.
And I have to go to sleep. Anyways, I feel like I was rooting for Noah after this episode, and I did have him in my top three last week, and I would like to keep him there, but if he keeps hanging around Chasen, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
You can't just team up with the guy that everybody is going to hate now, and don't go to Ed either. Find yourself own little group. Hang out with Riley and Ivan. They seem nice.
Yeah.
Right, like go anywhere but Chasen or Ed.
I bet Noah and Bennett would be hilarious together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Bennett's a little older.
Yeah.
He
needs a better buddy.
Yeah. He needs someone. Bennett would take him under his wing.
Right.
Sort of like Bennett has taken me under his wing.
Yeah.
So you need a mentor like that.
I'm really loving this friendship that's happening.
I'm excited about
it. Yeah. We're all along for the ride just to see what happens. We didn't mention this, and I want to throw it out there. There were two. Ed and Chasen threw back a lot to each other. We said a lot of it. But Ed said, as part of his smack talk, I think, during the wrestling, was that he hopes Chasen enjoys his club appearance after he gets off the show with his 6,000 new followers.
There was a lot of that. Ed has clearly done his homework.
Yeah.
On just,
which was one of like the more ruthless things. Like,
that is. Because, well, yeah.
Not even that. It's more like breaking the fourth wall of them acknowledging that people go on the show just to, like, get followers, which they allude to, but they always say it's for their careers, to, like, boost their careers.
Yeah.
It's never like, hey, he's ready to, like, host an event at his local bar with his 6,000 new followers.
Yeah.
That's a good burn. That's good shit talk.
Yes.
Because it's the truth.
Yeah.
And it's almost more of a shout out to...
Hell yes.
It's almost more of a shout out to the show for putting it in there.
Yeah. Because
they could have easily been like, no, we don't want that in there.
Yeah.
We don't want people breaking the fourth wall.
Right.
But I love that. And I think that's a great dig. Because it's probably true. And you know what? It's also true for Ed.
Yeah.
Like, Ed is... You can play the, like, high and mighty, I'm here for the right reasons. But he's going to get Instagram followers. He's going to have the same shit. But it is funny for someone to say something like that.
Definitely. And then the last thing, this is the last thing. Chasen with the Moy Caliente. Like, we thought Smoke Show was questionable. Smoke Show is 10 times better than Chasen saying Moy Caliente.
Why couldn't
in the
he
way
just
that he said it? And Moy Bonita, like, to her, like, why? Just
say she's very pretty.
Yeah.
Just flat
Does
out.
He think
no
it's
Smoke
sexier
Show.
Sexier in Spanish. No, like,
just say you think Tayshia is very beautiful.
Right, like there is a landing place between those two things,
right?
Like it doesn't have to be Smoke Show or a different language or Muy Caliente. Like you can just be like you said, Rhea, like you're very pretty.
Yes.
I think you're very attractive.
It because I feel like maybe the guys got to him that he was running out of adjectives. Adjectives. He was using the same words to describe Claire, so now he's had to go to Spanish.
Yeah. It's like I got a whole new language.
Like, oh, I got to say the same thing but in a different language. And it's tough because there's really nothing like sexy about a guy being like she's muy caliente.
Yeah.
Like it's like
it's just not. That's it's not sounding like you want it to sound.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Exactly. That feels like the problem there. So that kind of wraps up this week. Like I said, probably not the most exciting episode. So we'll see what happens next week. But we were warned about this, but we kind of expected this to happen.
We knew there'd be a letdown.
There was just so much that went down with Claire that this was going to be... Now we're going back to like a normal Bachelorette season and it feels
We're on the come down. We're on the come down, and we need the drug to pick us back up again.
Right. Like, something wild's got to happen. I don't know what it's going to be, but something wild's got to happen. We didn't even mention this. There was that TikTok that, you know, we talked about it on the show, Rhea. The TikTok, the spoiler TikTok.
You guys did talk about
that? We did talk about
it. We did talk about it.
And Tayshia kind of came out and said that, well, she didn't really say that it was true. It was a weird situation because Tayshia very much was like, leave him out of this conversation, him being her ex-husband. And
but we saw the name.
Yeah, like, because it's a weird thing. She didn't say, like, that doesn't happen. It was more like, this is my journey, my story, leave him out of it.
Which to me is kind of ridiculous if it does, if it is something that happens. Say he's not in it and everyone brought it up. Yeah, okay, we fucked up. We shouldn't have brought him into this. It is her journey. But if it's something that happens on the show that he comes and there's a thing that happens, people are going to talk about it. And she needs to expect that people are going to talk about her ex-husband showing up. It's a big part of the show.
How would that be a mistake?
There's a producer named Josh Burrell.
Right, like, it's just such a small percentage of, like, to me, it is happening.
Right.
Same. I totally agree with you.
I agree with you, because I don't really think that her reaction and video afterwards was like, that is fake. It was more than her being pissed that, like, articles were being written with his name that included him in it, when she was like, this is about me, this is my love story, I don't want to keep talking about him. Now, is it something that also she kind of had to get ahead of because it is happening and it got out and they didn't want it to get out? I don't know. But it is a weird thing that they would have that in the captions and him not be there. It doesn't make any
sense. Just like,
he's going
to
be there.
Such a random thing to have happen. Like, we're not pulling this out of thin air. It'd be one thing if we were all speculating, like, ooh, I wonder if they're going to bring her ex-husband to the show. We're just pulling that out of thin air. But we have pretty good evidence that it's probably happening.
Right.
Like, I get if we were all speculating and articles were getting written about the speculation, totally fair, but that's not what's happening.
Exactly. Okay, that was actually the last thing we're going to talk about. That wraps up this recap. It's time for bed, and we will be back on Friday.
Absolutely. We love you guys.
Bye.